Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. And you're listening to bbsradio.com. Welcome tonight. I have a really exciting show for you and a very special guest. First, I want to greet you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. I greet you in peace. And if you're listening in and you want to call us, let me give you the station numbers to call. If you're in the USA or Canada, you can call us live at 888-228-4494. If you're anywhere else in the world and you want to call us, you can call in at 877-489-6350. If you want, you can write me on BBS Fast Chat, which you have to find in the right-hand column on the BBS Radio website on the homepage. It's not so easy to find because there's a lot of stuff there, but you can find Fast Chat. Hardly anyone has ever fast chatted me, so it'll be exciting to get one, but if you don't want to do that, that's fine. Anyway, welcome again to this evening. Each week, you know, I like to give you an appetizer in the cafe, and tonight I'm going to talk to you about something I always talk about. I usually say to you that Tantra has so much more to it than the sex part, that it really, the sex part is kind of like a pinky nail part of it, and then there's all this other stuff in Tantra. And I've been saying that for a really, really long time. And this evening, why this evening is so special is because I have someone on who actually is going to talk to you about some pretty specific sex practices. And he's an expert at certain aspects of Tantra and Taoism. And so he's going to talk to you and talk to me about some of the very specific things so that you get a sense of them and you see what I'm talking about when I say to you, you know, that Tantra isn't just sex and it isn't kinky sex and it isn't just an erotic form, you know, of, you know, some other kind of porn or something like that. I usually say to you that Tantra has real aspects of spirituality and connecting the body, mind, and spirit link. So this evening, we're gonna see some things about that. We're gonna be talking about a massage aspect, and we're gonna be talking about some cultivation practices, which we've mentioned before. And that's what I want you to be listening to this evening. So without further ado, I want to introduce everyone to my guest this evening. His name is Richard Anton Diaz, and he goes by Anton, his middle name. He's a Taoist. He calls himself a Taoist, and he likes to be called Anton. Let me tell you about Anton a little bit more about him. He's the founder of Sexy Spirits in New York. It's a sex-positive education center specializing in the upraising of consciousness through both tantric and Taoist sexual cultivation practices. And by the way, I've taught at Sexy Spirits. It's a wonderful place located really right in Midtown Manhattan. For those people listening from New York, if you've never been to Sexy Spirits, you can go to the website www.sexyspirits.com. Anton is also a teacher in expanded orgasm technique, and he'll tell us about that. He's a certified Taoist instructor, and he's a student under Master Mantak Chia, who's a form. And here's one of the things that I love about Anton. It's always exciting for me. He's a former world champion ballroom dancer. Now, this man is a great dancer. I mean, he looks great, and then he looks great on the dance floor. So he's going to tell us about his tantric practices, his Taoist practices this evening, and we might even talk a little dance. So we'll see where we get. So Anton, are you there?
I certainly am. Thank you for such a wonderful introduction, Lori.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Welcome to Tantra Cafe. I'm so excited to have you on the show.
So nice to be here.
Great. Great. So yeah, so tell let's start we got to get a little bit into Tantra and into Taoism to explain to people, you know, how you put these things together. So
sure.
How did you get interested in Tantra. How did you get into Tantra to start with, or did you start with Taoism? Like, where did you start?
I would probably say that Taoism was my first entry point to sexual, what we call sexual energy cultivation, which are aspects that both are common to both Tantra and Taoism. And when I retired from the dance world, I had during my last years competing, I actually underwent a crisis. I underwent a crisis that was both physical, mental, and emotional. And I found a wonderful book by Daniel P. Reed called The Tao of Health, Sex, and Longevity. And this book really opened the door to a whole world that I had no idea existed. And through that book, I learned really the fundamental aspects of the Taoist sexual cultivation practices that were brought into America by Master Mantak Chia.
Now, I'm going to ask you some more about that, like what exactly that means, but I just got to go back
sure.
to something you said for a minute. So
sure.
you were leaving the professional dance world, and you were in a breakdown. You were pretty much in a breakdown phase.
Yeah, I would say that what happened to me is I stayed in the dance world pretty long. I had to in order to want to exit out the top. And when I did finally win a championship, I left pretty quickly because there were some great dancers right behind me. And I, you know, it was very, very wise to always leave on top. So I went through, I would say, a men's midlife crisis.
Wow.
And that really scared me at the time, because at the time there was no internet. There was nothing close to the information we have on things like Viagra and all these drugs that are the quick fix that we have today that men deal with. And there was nothing like that. So I was all alone in my world. And when I went to the medical profession to see if I could understand what was happening, they kind of said that what I was going through was quite normal for men my age, and that I should probably go to a psychologist and see if I could get some counseling to work it out, you know, mentally. And I just could not accept that.
Yeah.
I could not accept that
that
there was nothing out there. And to tell you the truth, there isn't any there isn't anything out there in terms of the conventional medical profession that really teaches a person to keep their body healthy and sexually healthy as well, and how this is going to affect their mental and emotional states as they grow older.
You know, I couldn't agree with you, except what we have. What you do and what I do is what keeps people physically and
mentally
healthy.
Absolutely.
But the reason I came back to ask you that again and for some more clarification is because I've shared many times on this show that that's exactly what led me to Tantra. A breakup of a huge job that I was in that I thought I was going to be in forever, and a breakup of a huge relationship, and me being on my knees having a crisis of health and having a crisis of not belonging. And I had no idea, and somebody pointed me in the direction of a Tantra workshop, and I got there and I was just like, oh, this is it.
That's a
so
great ticket.
So it's amazing. the great ticket that's giving us all these amazing lives. So I
that's
really
right.
thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So now, just explain, you know, first of all, when people hear the name Taoist, like I can remember the first time I ever saw the word Tao. It's spelled T-A-O. And it's pronounced Tao. And then, you know, it's like a foreign word. So just in case there are a few listeners listening who have no clue what we're talking about when you say you picked up this book on Taoist practices, tell us just for a moment what that means.
Well, first of all, in college, way back in college, I had studied things like Tai Chi and had gained a familiarity. I was a philosophy major for about a year. So I was very familiar with the Eastern religions and philosophies. Taoism, in particular, comes from a Chinese culture, and it basically mean Tao can be interpreted to mean the way. And so to make it very simple, the Taoist philosophy and religion is simply a religion, not even a religion, it's more of a workable philosophy that says that there, that life is already working in a very particular natural way. And that if you can understand the way life works and kind of work with it, then life will be very easy for you. And what's unique about the Taoist philosophy is it made no moral judgment on what path you chose. So for instance, if you wanted to be a thief and if you wanted to be a happy thief, the best way to do that was to understand the way life works, the way nature works. If you wanted to be a happy monk achieving enlightenment, it's the best way to do it would be to understand how life works and to move within that path. So Taoist could be said to be a middle path, because you never go to one extreme or the other. You're simply going right in the middle, supported both by the ups in life as well as the downs in life.
Beautiful. Very nice explanation of the Tao. Good. So then you read this book that had to do with this philosophy of being, you know, moving with your ups and moving with your downs, and there were some secrets in it to health and well-being. And obviously,
yes,
it made an impact on you who was broken down, because you're still
absolutely
practicing.
Absolutely. I mean, I recommend everybody get this book called The Tao of Health, Sex, and Longevity. Funny enough that the first thing I learned was I became actually a expert detoxifier and faster and body cleanser. I would methodically fast 1 day a week, 3 days out of the month, and twice 7 days a year. I learned that by cleansing the body and really, that you could really renew the body, and should renew the body if you wanted to live a long life and a disease-free life. So that was one of the foundations that I learned through that book. The second foundation that I learned, and one that was very unusual, was the idea of sexual energy, actually using your sexual energy to if you had any sexual energy, sexual dysfunctions, the best way to cure those sexual dysfunctions is through sexual energy. I know that sounds strange, but it was a very foreign concept, because everybody was saying, well, you can solve these sexual dysfunctions by doing this and by doing that. And all of them were saying that nothing have really anything to do with sex. But when you actually use your sexual energy to cure your own sexual dysfunctions in a conscious way, a person feels a lot more empowered. They feel a lot more happy, because they're plugging into the very energy that has given them pleasure all their life and will continue to give them pleasure all their life. And to be disconnected from that energy is a quite traumatic experience for anybody,
yeah,
who would imagine.
Yeah, I imagine it is. And you know something, if the people are listening to the show, even if it's the first time that they've ever listened to this show, but for the most part, other listeners, I don't think it will feel that disjointed to them when you say you use the sexual energy to heal the sexual dysfunction. I mean, it would probably make sense to my listeners by now. Just let me tell them for a second who they're listening to make sure if they just joined in because they were watching the World Series or something. Tonight my guest is Anton Diaz. He is the founder of Sexy Spirits in New York City. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. So tell us a little more. Take it a step further. Then what?
So in the book, I was led to the writings of Master Mantak Chia, who, believe it or not, lived right here in Huntington, Long Island at the time. He had not yet moved to Thailand to build his now famous resort that he has there. So I called him and I said, I want to master my sexual energy. I want to learn. I've read your books and I will learn everything that I can from you to learn how to master my sexual energy. And he referred me to teachers here in the New York City area that I started studying from. And I did get to meet him, and as I still do, once a year he comes to New York. And
right,
I basically learned the most foundational Taoist sexual cultivation practices that changed my life. They gave me back my life. And they not only gave me back my life, but they gave me a bit of knowledge and wisdom that I began to, that I was convinced probably every man in the world should have. Because we don't have this kind of information, and we need it. And it's unfortunate. It's almost unfortunate that we have our quick fix today, because men are not going to be as motivated as I was to be, you know, sexually healthy, when it can be fixed so easily now with medication.
Yeah, well, and you know, the medication's got to have, you know, listen to all the side effects of it. You know, if you look
Absolutely.
At those commercials on TV, I mean, if they're using some medication to cure, and cure, I use the word cure like laughingly, to cure some sexual dysfunction.
Yes.
They're also going to go blind and have a heart attack and get diabetes
yes.
and all these other. They're risking so much. I am a confirmed believer that nobody needs Viagra. They don't need any of these things, whatever it is that, you know, that. But, you know, the drug companies kind of rule. So I think the United States is like run by drug companies. So.
Well, yeah, you know. And I would have to say that the bigger tragedy, Lori, is that we live in a culture where our sexual energy or our sexuality, if you will, is really so disconnected from our emotional and mental cultivation. In other words, we go to school and we learn about how to think right and how to, but we never go to school and learn how to be intimately correct or how to be intimately healthy. And if we do, we learn from, you know, a lot of teachers that are out there. And sexuality is always on the sideline. It's always something that's not really connected and integrated so closely to how we are going to be mentally and sexually in the world. I feel Fortune 500 companies should have sex classes so that when they go back into the workplace, they're actually using their sexual energy to be more productive.
I couldn't agree more with you. I'm so happy you said that. I couldn't agree more with you. I always tell people in the world that I'm creating, each company will have kind of like a rubber room, you know, like a room where
sure.
it's padded, and people will go in and have attitude adjustment. They'll do emotional release, and then they'll
exactly.
use a wand or some other sexual tool and you know, stimulate their G-spot or whatever they have to do to get happy again, and then go on out there and create like phenomenal things in their organization.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know. I mean, to the conventional person out there listening to that, that may sound a little woo-woo, you know, and a little bit out
yeah.
there. But in actuality, when you learn about sexual energy cultivation, you realize, oh my God, we as a culture, we are so disconnected.
Yeah. So and suppressed. I mean, you know, there's, you know, that well. We could go so into the politic of this, but
yeah.
we don't have to, you know. I'm going to have Nan Wise later on on one of my shows, and I know Nan's going to go into the whole
oh, yeah.
politics.
Oh, yeah, they'll give you the politics of it. They'll give you the politics.
So this is, it's great what you're speaking about, though. So you, look, I don't, you know, I've never been intimate with you in that way, but to just see you and to know what you're into, like, I know that you completely not only rehabilitated yourself, but you took yourself way past the point that you probably could even believe.
Yeah, actually, I recreated myself. When I found this new wisdom and knowledge, I actually created a whole persona, and I created Sexy Spirits. And my goal at the time was to bring these Taoist secrets, you know, to the mainstream with Sexy Spirits. And what I found was that I didn't get much interest in it. I first of all, the Taoist practices are primarily they were created by celibate monks in early
right.
China, and they're not very appealing to women. And I could see why. I mean, they weren't designed really for women; they were designed really for men. And I think they're the most superior practices that men can learn. But what I was finding that was missing that wasn't attracting people as we were missing really the juicy goddess feminine energy at the time.
Right.
Now, I wouldn't put it in those terms, but when I began to recognize it, I said, well, you know what, let me start to invite some Tantra people in here and see if we get a different effect. And my goal at the time was just to introduce as many Tantra, you know, invite them to speak and give lectures and let them talk about their aspect of of how they perceive it. And it began to take off then because we began to get a lot of juicy feminine energy mixing with the more patriarchal type of Taoist practices, and we found a really good combination that to this day forms the whole generation of sexy spirits and how it's moving.
Well, that's fantastic. I didn't know the history. You know, I've been there so many times, and I've certainly added my two cents. I've spoken there. I've been on your TV show. We've danced together. I mean, it's been a lot of things, and I couldn't agree more, though. I mean, and I do want to let the listeners know that you get quite a crowd there. You have very filled lectures and talks and presentations. Like, a lot of New Yorkers go, and even I once had a man in one of my classes there. I did an anger workshop there, where I was moving through anger with tantric techniques, and I had a guy from Canada. One of your people came in from Canada, so
amazing.
You get a great crowd there at Sexy Spirits. It's a really
wonderful
meeting place. Well, we're going to, let me just reintroduce ourselves to the audience, and we're going to take a short station break for our commercial sponsors, and then we'll come back and we'll see how you've combined the two, et cetera. So, if you've just tuned in, you are listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handler, your host. And my guest tonight is Anton, the founder of Sexy Spirits in New York City. And I'd love for you to stay tuned because we'll be right back with some great information. Are you someone who's looking for more pleasure in your life and you've never heard of East Garden? East Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials. These materials enhance mind, body, and spirit. Eve's Garden encourages women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. While in New York City, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. And now, for a limited time, you can get a 15% discount on everything in stock if you go through evesgarden.com/Tantra Cafe. Go there now. Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex? Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex. And it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Well, we're back, and you are listening to Tantra Cafe on bbsradio.com. And if you've just tuning in, my guest tonight is Richard Anton Diaz, and he is the founder and director of Sexy Spirits, a sex-positive education center in New York City. Okay, Anton, we're back, and I loved our introduction. I loved where we went with that. I loved knowing how you got into Taoism. And now it seems that you talked about integrating Tantra with Taoism because you wanted to get that goddess kind of appeal, that goddess appeal going on in Sexy Spirits to get more people interested in what you were doing. So how did you, I mean, it seems you got interested in Tantra then.
Yes, I did. There were really two foundational aspects of the tantric philosophy that really appeal to me. And to this day, they're really the two pieces that I hold on to. And that is that you playing the game that every moment is perfect. And it's a wonderful viewpoint to take because when you can begin to perceive every moment is perfect, it's very easy to go from perfection to better perfection. Whereas when you perceive that things are less than perfect, it's very difficult to go from less perfect to good. In other words, it's a lot easier to go from good to better than it is to go from bad to good. So I found that a very helpful tool in life, that when I wanted to solve problems and when I wanted to make things easier in my life, I first had to really see the perfection of how it already was. And it was easier to move from that point. That's the first viewpoint. The second viewpoint that appealed to me about Tantra was the principle of giving the goddess, or serving the goddess as the path to a man's happiness. And again, this is one that I really needed to clarify for people, because a lot of men interpreted this as lowering themselves to the woman, or as being some kind of footstool for them or doormat for them. And I tried, you know, and what I explain to men is that no woman, no goddess really wants to be served by a servant or a wimp. They want to be served by a god, somebody big, just as big as she is, if not bigger. That's what we do it for. So we really define, you know, what it means serving the goddess. So those are the two strongest aspects that I take from Tantra and incorporate into my, you know, beliefs and how I translate it into techniques that I do in my massage.
That's fantastic. You know, I have an analogy for you based on a dance floor. That goes with what you just talked about. It comes from one of my best salsa partners and my best friend, Edward. He comes to my Tantra workshops from time to time and talks to the men in an advanced workshop, and he says, you have to do three things for women. One, keep it interesting. Two, keep her safe. Don't bang her into anybody else on the floor. And three, make her look great. You know, that's what he says on the dance floor, you know.
And
he uses that analogy for, like, all of life. You know, like... That's kind of like, you know, what you're saying in practical terms. Like, men don't have to be subservient. Women can't stand that. Why would they want to be with someone like that? They could... Well, I'm not even going to go there, what they could do if they wanted that.
Exactly.
Of course they want a powerful, strong man who is kind of surrendering it up to her for her enjoyment and power, but knowing that when that man does that, this powerful man does that, she's going to give him back so much that he's going to be feeling like a million bucks. I mean, a woman wants to surrender right back to him, and only can when she can trust him that he's like, that he's got his attention on her for a while.
Oh, like, absolutely.
Really, on her.
There's nothing like seeing the spectacular universe within a woman open up, you know, to a man. It's like watching really all there is to life, and being in that presence is a highly moving experience for a man, and he will always want to be, you know, with a woman that's opening that big in front of him like that. So absolutely, every man wants that.
Well, you know, this is a perfect bridge into one of your favorite subjects, which I think is how you teach men how to become orgasmic providers for women. Now, that sounds like we know what it is, but what is it?
Well, that's a really good point that you're making. Most people that hear becoming orgasmic providers for women think exactly that they're going to be providing her with orgasms. But what we try to teach in the beginning is that before a woman can have an orgasm, she has to be first in a very aroused, turned on state, not just in her pussy, but in her in her heart and in her mind and in her whole body. Everything has to be lit up before she has a really satisfying orgasm. So we talk more about the creation of that initial state, that preparation. And sometimes that initial state and that preparation can have nothing to do with sexuality.
Right.
Sometimes it can be just about fully and with love and with no judgment accepting a no from her. Let's say that you want to kiss her, you want to have a connection with her, and she says, no, thank you. And being able to show her the acceptance of her communication in a fully loving, non-judgmental way can be very orgasmic for the woman. You learn how to really turn her on with everything she provides for you. Why? Because everything she's going to give you is perfect. Everything. You look for the perfection in everything that she provides for you. And when you learn that as a practice in a man, the woman keeps opening up and opening up. She becomes less defensive of what she might say to you, because previously when she would say things to a man, he would get hurt or he would react to it. And what you're doing is you're encouraging her to express her innermost thoughts, her innermost self. And when she can find somebody that she feels safe doing that, she's going to want to be with that person a lot, because she's not going to find many situations where she can just reveal herself the way she'd love to reveal herself. So becoming an orgasmic provider is about creating that state for a woman. And of course, we as men, because we're so genital and sexually oriented, we can use our own motivation to want to take her in that direction, but at the same time, we can also practice each step along the way, moving to her dance all the time. You know, it's exactly like a dance. You ask a woman to dance, and in your mind, you're saying, boy, she's really beautiful, and I'd love to take her home after the dance and make love to her. But when you start dancing, it's all about making that dancing so beautiful, so orgasmic, so thrilling for her that you forget why you're not thinking, oh, I'm going to turn her on now by dancing really cool and showing her all these. You're just involved in creating an experience for her at that moment. And that's what becoming an orgasmic provider is. It's creating that state and that moment for her.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Now, I love the part that you brought up about boundaries. You know, when you said, like, if she even says no to something, you use that, and you don't take that so personally, like a rejection. You take that as information and holding the, not your words, my words, holding the container for her and the no that she may give you. I mean, and then, you know, you work with that everything's, you know, perfect. So that's really fantastic. I mean, that's just really, because I always stress with people in Tantra that they have to have boundaries, that if they say no, that when they say yes, someone will really respect that yes.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, in the Taoist philosophy, a yes and a no are, they're different sides of the same coin.
Right.
You know, there is really, the Taoist philosophy don't look at negative energy as bad energy. They just simply look at the opposite of positive energy. So when you begin to hear no's and boundaries, you might call them boundaries. I don't call them boundaries. I just call them what the woman is expressing at the time. When you look at them as pure energies in themselves and dive into those energies with her, she gives you a no. You dive into her no with her and really, really make her feel so validated for her no that, and you're enjoying it. You're savoring it. So it's, you know what I'm saying? It's not, it's not just kind of honoring it and wishing it were another answer, but it's really just making her enjoy that she could be and say whatever she wants to do and be. And it's a practice. You see her become happy. She becomes happy. She brings more fun and life into the world. And then the man begins to have more fun and life into the world.
That's fantastic. I love it. I just love it. That is fantastic. And then you keep going. You kind of use everything. So you're talking about everything being really an orgasmic state that
That's
possibly
right.
leads to sexual orgasm, but if everything starts to be a turn on, you know,
that's right.
And a connection.
That's right. We start. I have five levels actually to my Becoming Orgasmic Provider class, and naturally, each of the levels become more focused on how you actually do touch her in such a way that she's going to have what we call extended or expanded states of orgasm through genitals, through extended genital touch. And a lot of men, really, that's the carrot that brings them into the class. They say, oh, I'm going to learn how to, you know, how to touch a woman's pussy, and I'm going to have tons of time with her. But they have to always get through level one, which is the most difficult for them.
Sure.
And that level is, how, you know, how do you even approach a woman? How do you provide a woman with such a safe, inviting space that she would want to even do that with you? You know,
right.
So it's a very big learning experience. Men actually transform on that first level alone, where they learn how to, you know, really identify, first of all, their own motivation. You know, why are you doing this as a man? Why do you want to do that? You know, what's in it for you? What is really your intention behind wanting to bring a woman to states of orgasm with your hands? You know, what's behind it?
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, how are you viewing a woman that would do that for you? I mean, how are you perceiving her? How do you think you have to manipulate her into doing it? Do you think you have to kind of say the smooth right words to do it? You know, generally it's you know, they think that they have to learn the right way to approach, and they're going to get some pickup line on how to do that, but they end up learning how to really have to be authentic, very authentic. Authentic to the point that they really can be so honest with a woman with no fear of rejection, because her rejection or her no's are actually going to be his fuel to be more of a man.
Exactly.
So that's what our first level starts.
That's the first level where it starts. Now, you've also said something about teaching women to become receivers.
Yes.
Now, where does that start?
Oh, that's a big one. In our culture, women, first of all, you know, women are not brought up to really identify what sexually gives them the most opening. They're usually brought up to be shame about that, and worse yet, telling a man how to, you know, telling a man what you really want sexually. Heaven forbid, you know, the man who's been brought up like a little boy with mom all his life, you might break his ego, you know?
Right.
So women have to really learn how to, number one, identify what it is that truly makes them happy. This is a woman's responsibility. It's nobody's responsibility but the woman, and a man for himself as well, but to identify what truly is going to make them happy. And then the second part, and this is, well, there's three parts to it, but the second part is that she is capable of providing that for herself without anybody in the world, that she has the power within herself to make herself happy in an instant, that she can do that and she has the power to do that.
That's
and once she's there, the third part is enlisting men or enlisting others to do it for her as a game, as a joy. Not that she can't do it herself, but now enlisting and engaging with other energies that are going to make that process far more intense and far more deeper for her.
You know, I have a whole chapter in my book, Sex and Happiness, the Toxic Laws of Intimacy, on Please Yourself. And it's geared at women doing exactly what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Learning to make themselves happy and be happy and choose happiness. And stop holding other people responsible for their happiness, and then telling other people clearly and straightly what they really desire.
Absolutely. There's nothing more turned off to a man than a woman asking for a man to make her happy, and she's not happy to begin with. Nothing more turned off and challenging for a man.
Right.
You know, when a woman can approach a man and saying, hey, she's not really saying, but she says, I can really make myself happy by just doing this. But you know what? It would really turn me on if you did it for me.
Mm.
You know? That's a whole different approach. That's a big turn-on for a man now.
Yeah, that's very, very exciting.
Yeah, it's an invitation for him to be participant in her completion. You know, when you give yourself to somebody as a complete, perfect being, now you're giving him a great gift. But
right.
When you're giving him half a person, you know, when you're giving him half a empty glass, it's not such a turn on.
To say the least. Well, this is great. We're gonna pause here again for a commercial break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about your special kind of massage.
Sure.
And, you know, if anyone wants to call in and ask questions about this subject, which Anton is doing so nicely, like he's talking so much about the male-female dynamic, man-woman, if you'd like to call in, please call us at 888-228-4494 in the USA or Canada. And if you're listening from anywhere else in the world, 877-489-6350. We'd love to have some callers. And please stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm Laurie Handlers with Tantra Cafe, and we'll see you in a minute. If you want financial advice on how to plan for the future, I know exactly who you should call. My friend Jeff DeLone. Jeff's worked with over 300 individuals, professionals, and corporations in the past 20 years. He helps clients develop strategies for estate planning, investments, and retirement. Jeff DeLone is located in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. But wherever you are in the United States, you can reach Jeff at 610-356-1254. Or you can email him at jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com. That's jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Jeff DeLone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. DeLone Financial Group is not.
Hi again, this is Laurie Handlers, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe, and I just want to tell you a little bit about the music you listened to just now. It was Vuelvo al Sur, and that's from the Raza Mello 2 CD, and in case you didn't notice the kind of beat it was or anything, it's a tango, and I love it. I use it at one of my special events. I use that song in one of the songs that I play during my Gotti dinner, which is an amazing feast that I host at my ecstasy course. And I played it specifically because Anton is my guest this evening, and Anton comes from a professional dance background, and he loves the tango. He probably loves the tango more than I do. So I played that in Anton's honor. So, Anton, we're back, and you just covered man-woman in a very profound way. You know, like how men want to be with women and what they want to provide for women and how you coach them about that and teach them about that and how women really want to give that all to
Absolutely.
Men, but how they, you know, they've been discouraged from even expressing that. So that was a very profound piece. And I'm very moved by your explanation of how you teach it and what you teach with women and men there. You know, my vision for this work is women and men dancing in eternal ecstasy on earth now. And
nice vision.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what everything I do is fueled that way. So it feels to me once again like we're so aligned. It's sweet, very, very sweet.
Absolutely.
So far. Yeah. So I want to move now to you know, some touchy-feely stuff.
Sure.
So I know that you have a phrase that you've coined, a type of massage, and it's spelled like Tao, T-A-O, with an N, trick.
Yes.
So it's tantric, maybe, instead
That's
of
right.
tantric. Okay.
Yes, if we inserted an O right after the A of a tantric massage, we'd get tantric massage. So it's basically a word that I coined that brings together Taoist aspects using meridian points and using what we call the sexual alchemy principles that come from the Taoist traditions, and combining that with the tantric aspects and philosophies that allow both our mind and our body to engage in providing an orgasmic experience for a woman.
So how does that... Oh, so it's really it's for a woman.
Yeah,
is there
well,
one for
I
a man?
Well, there is, but that's an easy part. That's the easy one.
All right, tell us about that. Tell us about the woman, and then tell us about the man's, why it's so easy.
Well, you know, the work that I do really has its basis in two strong movements that occurred in America way back in the 60s. One was the movement that originated with the Moore University, started by Dr. Vic Bronco. And he the first one documented to have given a presentation providing an orgasmic experience on a table to a woman for 3 hours, 3 or 4 hours. It went for a long time. And he did it all through touch. So that movement, and there was another movement that started also in California, and as far as I can see historically, there is really no, in the tantric traditions in India, there is no precedent that I had found for any type of tantric massage or special way of touching that dealt with sexual energy. But we did get, in California, Charles Muir, who coined the phrase, as far as I can see, coined the phrase sacred spot massage.
Right.
And, you know, mostly referring to the G-spot. And he, when he coined this phrase and started to do this genital type of touching with focus on the G-spot, incidentally, the Moore University focused on the clitoris of a woman.
Right.
Even though they might have done both for the... For the Moore University, the focus was the clitoris, and for the sacred spot massage, the focus was the G-spot. Charles Muir's coining of that term has really become practically in every tantric practice that I've seen taught in America. But I'm not sure it has historical precedence in India.
I don't think
from
it
my
does.
Research, yeah, from my research, I can't find any.
Yeah, so, I don't think it does. You know, this is the demarcation, I think, of what they call neo-tantra.
Yes, yes, I believe they call
okay.
it neo-tantra.
Yeah,
bring to
yeah.
America. So I give credit to both these movements that started way back in the 60s because they formed this huge wave of people and educators. My direct teacher was Dr. Patricia Taylor, who wrote the book Expanded Orgasm. And not only was she... not only did she work with the Moore University for a period of 20 years, but she also was a very, and still is a very devout Kashmirian tantrika. So she
right.
studied the Kashmirian tradition of tantra, and what the special blend that she brought was combining these two aspects of school of touching. And when she came to New York as one of my guest teachers, and invited me along with four other couples. She invited my girlfriend and I, four other couples, to, you know, let's just have a group session. I was really transformed by this, by what occurred. And I said, wow, this is this is something that's incredibly powerful that can be taught and learned. And I began, and this is a period about 10 years ago, where I began to really learn everything I could from Patty, and I still continue to learn from her. She's still just a brilliant educator. And I began to add some of the aspects of Taoism that I had learned, in particular the meridian points, and those points within the body that relate mostly to the kidney and the heart. The kidneys in the Taoist medicine theory is really the water energy or the sexual energy of the person's body, and the heart energy is the emotional or fire energy of the body. And the whole sexual alchemy of Taoism is built on the water-fire element, the maneuvering of the water-fire element, which are the sexual energy and the emotional and mental energy. And when you learn how to navigate using these two energies, you begin to create what are called valley orgasms. We call them valley orgasms. We call them just this long extended state of orgasm. So this whole field of extended or expanded orgasm was really a way to be able to extend or expand the orgasmic. Using the orgasm as a goal, we learned how to bring the person close to that and then drop them just enough to let the arousal come down just for a few seconds and then bring them back up again. And you could do this state indefinitely. And what happens to the person's nervous system is they go into a state. They go into a trance state. And their consciousness goes right along with that ride. And because they're experiencing orgasm and orgasmic states, and listen to this, in a very relaxed manner, mm-hmm. not necessarily in an agitated, excited manner, which is normally what we do,
right.
their whole consciousness is able to go with that energy, and it's able to see parts of themselves that they've never had the time or the opportunity to see. So it's quite a conscious transforming experience to experience a high state of arousal in an extremely relaxed condition.
That rewires the DNA in the system. I mean, that's just what you're talking about, just rewires people into a whole new way of relating. That's amazing.
Totally.
Now, I do want to let you know that Charles Muir has been my guest on this show and talked about his sacred spot stuff, and I'm making arrangements for Patty Taylor to be on my show. So
this
is exciting for my listeners, too, because they'll be able to, you know, they can go back to my archives on tantracafe.com and find my show with Charles, and then they can listen to your show, which combines this amazing... the work of these two amazing teachers, well, you've mentioned more than that, and Mantak Chia as well, and then how you fuse things, and then people will be able to hear some things directly about, I think Patty, her expertise is really Kashmir Shaivism.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that if you do have Patty on, make sure you have her talk about her Kashmir Shaivism, because she's just, the way she explains it, she really educates us and shows us that school of thought. And it is really a different emphasis and branch of Tantra that we don't normally hear today.
Right. Well, Anton, this is amazing stuff that you're talking about. I'm so excited to know precisely what you're doing and the listeners to know. Now, if the listeners want to get in touch with you, they should go to sexyspirits.com.
That's right. We are at www.sexyspirits.com, and they can reach me personally by going to anton@sexyspirits.com. That's my email. But I would recommend people get on our mailing list. We have weekly events. We have actually a television program that we not only air out of locally out of New York City, but it's also streamed live every Tuesday night. So you can actually access it anywhere in the world every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock.
Fantastic.
So we have a lot of things going on here, and we're also creating a new sex coaching branch, which will be coming up in about 2 months. We'll have that whole structure in there, which will be kind of where people can learn how to be coached using all these wonderful practices that we've learned.
That's wonderful. That is just wonderful to know. Well, I want to thank you. I feel this was a fabulous show. I'm so glad you were available and able to be my guest this evening. And to
thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. And the way you articulated what's needed and what's necessary is just beautiful. I hope that the listeners take advantage of certainly the people in the New York area, but then the people when they come to New York, because so many people do come to New York, get in touch with you and find out what's going on at Sexy Spirits when you're in New York. That's what there
is
to do. Get in touch with Anton. Is there anything that we left out, like a last-minute thing that you just want to quickly mention?
I think we've covered everything, Laurie, and it was a pleasure talking with you. And it's always great to see you in the New York City area, and it's always wonderful to see how the Tantra community is growing here in the city.
It is. It's so great. I'm so excited. So thank you so much. Again, everybody, if you just tuned in late in the show, my guest tonight has been Anton, the director and founder of SexySpirits.com, Sexy Spirits New York. And I thank you all for tuning in this evening, and I'm signing off. Namaste from Tantra Cafe.